Well, this morning, one of the great things about spending time in seminary is that I had a chance to learn a little Hebrew and Greek, and I pretty much wondered how I will ever use Hebrew and Greek. But when you're reading the scriptures, every now and then I find a need to put some of that to use. So I got, as I was praying this morning over the scriptures, some words kind of stuck out for me, and I wonder what is actually the root word under that. This word, you will be a people peculiarly his own. That word peculiarly, it's the word that normally drives lectors crazy, because they get to that and it's, you will be a people peculiarly, and we stumble all over it. I wondered, it's kind of a peculiar word. What's under that? What kind of Hebrew word would go into peculiarly? Turns out that this word that we translate peculiarly here is actually, in Hebrew, segula, which means really more a treasured possession or property, a very special property. It's used in other contexts to refer to like jewels or gold and silver. It's saying that we will be God's treasure, his special possession, his gold, as if God's jewels. I think that's not only a lot easier to say, treasured possession, but it also helps us understand a little bit exactly how God sees us, and particularly that it's not so much that we choose God. We often frame religion in that context, that isn't it great we make our choice for God? But rather, here in the book of Deuteronomy, we see at the beginning it's not that we choose God, but rather that God first chooses us. Says, you will be my treasure, my special possession. I choose you. And then that beautiful line at the end, you will be a people sacred to the Lord your God. I wonder what the word behind sacred is. So I looked it up, and that is kadosh, which maybe more English people are familiar with. That word kadosh is what we normally translate as holy. Holy, holy, holy. In Hebrew, it's kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. It means set apart, special, not like everybody else, dedicated. And this is really the point of what Moses is telling the people today. You have been chosen by God to be his special treasure, and you're not just like everybody else. You are set apart. You are dedicated, consecrated. How many times the Hebrew people get in trouble precisely because they forget this fact? When they get into the promised land, what do? They look around and see everybody else with their pagan gods, and instead of going in and being set apart and different and special, they start looking around and saying, how can we fit in? What compromises do we have to make to be just like everybody else? How sad that they lose this special consecratedness, set apart for something higher, and give it over to be just like everybody else. How much trouble that causes them. We see, if we look to our gospel today, that Jesus is reminding his followers of just this same fact. They too are trying to fit in and be just like everybody else. They're denying who they are as God's special possession. Jesus points this out by reminding them, if you love the people that love you, how does that make you special? Everybody does that. Everybody loves people who love them. What recompense will you have if that's all you do? Not that it's bad to love people who love you, but you're not called to just be like everybody else. Likewise, if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Notice Jesus is subtly criticizing them for trying to be usual, ordinary. Rather, God's special people are called to be kadosh, set apart, unusual. It is unusual to be a Christian the way God calls us to be. We should stick out, but yet, how often do we spend our time trying to fit in? Looking around, trying to see what is the easiest path to just kind of blend in. We too, in that effect, deny the great gift of our chosenness by God. In baptism, God chooses us to be his segula, his special treasure, to be kadosh, set apart, not to be like everybody else. How much trouble do we get in precisely because we look around trying to be like everybody else? The last line of the gospel is really the key for us. Be perfect just as your heavenly Father is perfect. I wondered about that word, of course, too. So I went and looked it up. We're in Greek now, since we're in the New Testament. And the word here is teleos. And I immediately recognized that root. Telos is the root that we see in like a telephone, telescope. It refers roughly to being far away, but far away because the telos is the end, the thing that everything is headed toward. The telos of our life is the end. You can think of it as what we are destined for, what we are ordered toward. Something then is perfect when it completely fulfills the end, the telos for which it was created. So when Jesus says to us, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, in a moral sense, yes, he means, you know, don't give in to all the sins. Remove anything that keeps you from being who God created you to be. But in an even fuller sense, it means be completely fulfilled in the end for which you were created. And if you see it in that context, it makes sense why he says, you know, pray for those who persecute you. Love your enemies. The only way that makes sense is if we have in mind our end, our telos. And what is our end, our telos? It's to be in heaven, not just with God, but to be in heaven with everybody. We want everyone to be in heaven, including our enemies, those who persecute us. So if we are to be perfect, if we are to be ordered toward our end, then we have to love our enemies. We have to really pray that that person who we most hate, who persecutes us the most, we have to pray that we want to be in heaven forever with that person. It's why we have to pray for them, because me, you, all of them, our enemies, we are all ordered with the same telos to be in heaven forever with God. If we love in that way, it does cause us to stand out, to recognize the specialness of being chosen, but most especially to recognize our end, our common end, that all of us are special and chosen by God, not just the people that make us happy or that help us, but all of us, chosen and special by God. So the next time you find that person who you seem have difficulty to love, remember that they too are segula, God's treasure, kadosh, set apart, just like you, and most especially that we are all ordered toward a common telos as God's people to be in heaven forever. If we keep those things in mind, it won't be very difficult for us to give in to the temptation to fit in. Rather, we will stand out. We will be unusual, peculiar. We will be, ultimately, the greatest place we could ever hope to be, set apart forever in heaven with all of our brothers, sisters, and with God forever.